KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Just after 8 o'clock, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies now, and it's 70 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy for the balance of the day with a high around 86. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Well, we left off last hour with the local primary election results, and in Cass County, in case you missed it, incumbent Republican District 4 Supervisor Steve Beyer of Griswold defeated fellow Republican challenger Travis Erickson from Cumberland by a vote of 236-89. And in the Republican race for Supervisor District 5, Bernard Pettinger of Oneida defeated challenger Linda Reinecke of Osceola by a vote of 182-92. Current District 5 Supervisor Frank Waters is not running for re-election. In Audubon County, in the Republican race for two Supervisor at-large seats, incumbents Todd Nelson and Rick Thompson were the winners with 448 and 418 votes, respectively. Challengers Dwayne Deist and Lewis Wanager Jr. garnered 287 and 168 votes, respectively. In Montgomery County, incumbent Republican District 3 Supervisor Brian Amos lost to challenger Randy Cooper by a vote of 235-196. In Pottawatomie County, Brian Shea and Tim Wickman garnered the most votes out of five candidates to take two at-large seats on the Board of Supervisors. And Randy Brown was the winner for the Pottawatomie County Sheriff with 3,415 votes. The challengers Rob Ambrose's 2,588 and Danielle Bensinger's 1,732. And finally, in Shelby County, the two at-large seats on the Board of Supervisors will be filled by Steve Kenkel and Charles Parkhurst, who were not challenged for those seats. Voter turnout across the immediate listing area averaged 25.4%, with the highest number of turnout of 32.5% being among voters in Montgomery County. You can take a look at the complete breakdown of those votes in this on our news page at KJAN.com. Teresa Greenfield of West Des Moines has captured the Democratic Party's nomination for the U.S. Senate in yesterday's primary, and she'll challenge Republican Senator Joni Ernst's bid for a second term.
And there's no doubt this will be a tough fight. But an uphill battle, that's never stopped me before. And it's going to take all of us working together to build a strong grassroots team.
Greenfield addressed supporters with a Facebook Live speech promising to be a new voice as the country grapples with consequential challenges.
This moment in Iowa and our country calls for new leadership. Leadership with compassion and integrity and grit that has defined Iowans for generations.
Joni Ernst released a video message to her supporters last night as well.
We are going to drive on to the general election. We are going to turn Iowa red. No doubt about it.
Ernst did not mention her opponent's name. Greenfield used much of her primary victory speech to offer her critique of Ernst's voting record, starting with Ernst's opposition to the Affordable Care Act.
When it comes to our farmers, Senator Ernst voted for a fossil fuel lobbyist to run the EPA, who promptly issued 85 RFS waivers. I'll fight to get our markets back and to protect our ethanol industry.
Greenfield's closest challenger was Michael Franken of Sioux City, a retired Navy admiral who's a native of Sioux City. He issued a statement congratulating Greenfield on her victory, pledging his support and hinting he might run for office again.
I stand before you now humbled, but with enduring faith in this great state, this great country, and the value and the necessity of public service, I relish what the next chapter brings.
Franken says running for office convinced him the time has come for public financing of campaigns.
Sure, there's going to be a lot of people wanting that job, and I don't know. I truly, you know, people say this, but I truly don't know what's happening after tonight.
That, by the way, was Kimberly Graham, an attorney from Indianola, who placed third in her first run for elected office. During an online conversation last night, some of Graham's supporters urged her to run for governor. Eddie Morrow, a Des Moines businessman, finished in fourth place. Also, former 3rd District Congressman David Young has cleared the first hurdle in his bid to regain a seat in the U.S. House. Young easily defeated challenger Bill Schaefer in Tuesday's Republican primary, winning just under 70% of the vote to set up a rematch with incumbent Democrat Cindy Axne. Young, who has served as the district's representative from 2014 to 2018, lost a bid for a third term to Axne in 2018. Since then, Young says Axne has misled the voters.
Back in 2018, ran as a moderate, ran as a common-sense kind of candidate, mainstream, but has just followed the line of the left really hard and votes 98% of the time with Nancy Pelosi. She's not who she said she was going to be. and we're ready to take the seat back and lead again for this district.
In the 2018 matchup, Young fell 2.2% short in the race. He won 15 of 16 counties in the district, but Axney held a large majority in Polk County, the largest county in the district. Young says the COVID-19 pandemic has forced his campaign mostly online for the time being.
You know, we're wired to be together. We want to be together, and we need to be, but we have to be conscious of COVID-19. It is serious, but I believe that we can do both. Get back to work and protect one another.
As he pivots toward the general election, Young says he feels his past record in Congress aligns with the values of the district.
You know, we are not for raising taxes and high amounts of government regulations that chokes our economy. My opponent is a regulator. She wants to repeal the tax relief that was given a few years ago by President Trump and Republican Congress, and that means raising taxes on
Prior to serving in Congress, Young was chief of staff for longtime Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley and served as chief of staff for Kentucky Senator Jim Bunning prior to that. And longtime Representative Steve King from Northwest Iowa has been ousted in the Republican primary after being ostracized by party leaders for comments about white nationalism. State Senator Randy Feenstra won the five-way race on Tuesday after he argued the nine-term conservative Republican had cost the district a voice in Congress by losing his committee assignments over comments in a 2018 New York Times story that seemed to defend white nationalism. King has a long history of incendiary comments about immigrants and white supremacy. Feenstra becomes the heavy favorite to win the district, where Republicans outnumber Democrats by roughly 60,000. He'll face Democrat J.D. Shulton, who lost by 2 percentage points to King in 2018. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.